The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, my name is Tatty Baker, and I have come home to my mum's kitchen to have a catch up. This is my mum, Sarah.
Hello, darling.
And mum, have I got a lot to tell you. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of I'm Telling Mum. Hi, Mum.
Hi, Tatty. I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Mother.
Good to see you again.
You sound like you could be on radio too.
Maybe.
How are we doing today, everybody? Yeah. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I've come home again. Again, you've got me again.
What a treat. Second week running.
You know, I got
equipment all over the place.
It's everywhere. Mm. We went for a little sneaky shop yesterday, didn't we?
We did. We found a shop that had been in Guildford for like 4 months that we didn't even know was there.
It was really cute. It's Free People. I think it's part of like Urban Outfitters Anthropology. And it was really sweet. You had a bit
Quite
of a
cool.
bust up with a jumpsuit, didn't you?
Got a bit stuck.
Mum's like, pull it down. I'm like, I'm trying.
I was stuck, well and truly stuck. The zip. Oh, they got the zip caught in my tummy. That was really painful.
Oh, yeah. You look like you're about to cry.
Yeah. Well, you got some good jeans.
Got some nice jeans.
Yeah, really cool.
Really cool. They got stars
Great
on
shape.
The back.
Yeah.
So that was lovely. It just reminds me of that clip of Kris Jenner. She's like, you're cute jeans. Oh no, is it Kylie Jenner? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
You're cute jeans.
They are cute. They're really cute.
I think they're really sweet.
They'd be fantastic for summer.
100%.
Yeah.
Going for that indie vibe, you know, Mum. I'm trying to be a bit cooler at the moment.
Okay.
Every time I pass a charity shop, I do go in and I have a little sneaky peek, but all I find is, you know, salt and pepper shakers and DVDs of Little Britain and
Crystal
stuff.
Crystal bowls.
So. Yeah.
Old books, jigsaw puzzles with
creepy ass looking dolls. They're everywhere.
Creepy dolls. I love a charity shop. I think they're great. I think you find some, well, you find those gorgeous champagne kind of.
Yeah, there are some finds. There are some finds.
Yeah, you can get some great stuff. But nice jeans. Yeah, great shop, actually. I like that. I like the indie flowy dress kind of, but that jumpsuit and I weren't getting on basically.
You did have a bit of a fight, a bit of a falling out.
I did.
I've been doing a couple of fun things actually this week.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of shoots. Did a music video for Good Health Good Wealth. Shout
okay.
out to you guys.
Good.
Really cool. Played you some of their music. You
yeah,
liked
it? Yeah, it was good. Really good.
And the music video was in like a cafe, which was fun. And then I did a Eurovision.
A cafe or a cafe?
A cafe, Mum. It's an a East calf. London cafe. There's no Gales, I'll tell you that.
A cafe.
And then I did one for Eurovision.
Yeah, you sent me the picture of the outfit they dressed you up in. That was interesting.
All my days. So go into the trailer and the stylist. She was lovely. She looked just like Catherine Tate. It was weird. You know, the obviously.
Did she say sorry before she bought the outfit out?
Before she said, like, I gave her my options and she said, oh, it's not really colourful enough. Bearing in mind, I don't wear colour. I'm wearing some like green tracksuit bottoms right now. They're the most colour I own. You can vouch
me of
for
those
that.
Tutti Frutti sweets, that green.
Yeah, they're very like snot
young.
Green. Gross. Mm. And yeah,
Slime
she
green.
Said, okay, like come in with me and we'll have a look. And I thought, oh God, because the last time that happened on a shoot, they dressed me and I don't even want to talk about it. It was just the most disgusting outfit, right? So I thought, okay. And then she pulled this like, I can only describe it as a lilac two-piece. It was all Primark. It was like a skirt and then like this sheer purple butterfly print top, really like cut out. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And she was like, let me know if you feel uncomfortable wearing it. And I was like, okay. And I put it on and I thought, you know what? It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not like you got to go out in it. Mind
but then
you.
I text you a photo, right? I text Mum a photo of me in this outfit.
Sorry.
And she replies going, it's definitely funny. That was it, with a laughing face.
I don't actually think I meant to put that. I think it just came out wrong. But actually lilac, apparently lilacs and pastels are in this spring. The shops
I
are full
like
of them.
I do like pastel.
It's not
pastel.
Really my kind of look, the pastel, but yeah, apart from a fruit pastel. But no, lilac's apparently in.
Okay, well, so that's good to know.
On trend.
When am I not?
Mm.
Got my little
headband
on today.
That was good fun, was it?
That was good fun. No, there was quite a few other people. It was in a fish and chip shop, so we were all basically dancing in this fish and chip shop. You might see it on TV. It's a TV advert, so.
But they weren't frying at the time, were they?
No, but there was this lovely actress, Mary, behind the fish counter, and she was like, bless her, she was so sweet. And she was meant to be like looking at us thinking, God, what are they doing? But she was a legend. We were like, Mary, Mary.
No battered sausages on offer then?
No, there was some fish though. So this week I went into Guildford and I asked the lovely people, the lovely Guildfordians, whatever you call them, what their unpopular opinions are. So this is what some of them had to say.
Okay, bring it on.
Have you got any unpopular opinions?
Yeah, like the royals, I don't care about them. I just, Harry and Meghan, who cares?
Are they a bit boring?
Just a little bit, like, they're just glorified celebrities.
I think Billie Eilish is actually really overrated. Always thought it. I'm not going to go see her at Reading.
When she's on, are you just going to avoid the stage?
Yeah, dance 10 is where I'm going.
Yeah, fair enough.
When people go running and they're not wearing anything to do with running, they'll be running in a jeans and a jumper and no running gear.
Like a dressing gown?
Yeah, or like a onesie or something.
That would be abominable. Yeah. That would be, especially if it's got like a hood on it.
Yeah, definitely, and the sock bits as well. We don't want that either.
What about somebody running in flip-flops?
I mean, maybe on the beach, but yeah, not down the not down the street. I think
not down Guildford High Street.
Not down Guildford High Street at all. No.
Jalapenos is very nasty.
Do you like other spicy things or just jalapenos?
Yeah, I like other spicy things. Jalapenos is just like it's not even supposed to exist. Basically, fresh, jar, processed, anything jalapenos, everything is nasty.
Well, if I ever run into one, I'll let it know.
So, what do you think of those then?
Don't really know much about Billie Eilish, really. Jalapenos, I can take them or leave them, really.
I love jalapenos.
Do you?
I love them.
I think if you're okay if you like spicy things, but yeah, I wouldn't take them off if they were on a pizza or something.
I put them on anything, genuinely.
Yeah, you like anything, don't you? Do you make those jalapeno poppers?
No, but Harry, my brother Harry makes them really
on a barbecue.
Good.
They're good.
You kind of stuff a jalapeno with cream cheese and then
yeah.
You like
breadcrumb it. But yeah, so that Billie Eilish, not too sure. She won't be seeing him at Reading now, not her. It's a woman. Why did I think he was a man?
It's not Billy Joel.
And the guy running, well, I would only run if I was being chased anyway, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't see me in any lycra outfit running
what
around.
What about a little Sweaty Betty number? Like a
sweaty
nice
Betty
cohort.
Well, I wear Sweaty Betty anyway, but it doesn't mean I have to run anywhere.
No.
They're just comfy.
So, I agree with that girl saying the dance tent is where she'll be. I'll be there with her.
You went to Reading. You only lasted one night.
That's a story for another day. God, I got scammed with my ticket and then I had to get another ticket and then it was raining and I hated it.
I mean, you got a phone call saying, I want to come home.
I am a bit of a pussy.
Well, are you? Well, I'm pleased you're like that, though.
But at least I can admit it, you know. Yeah. Some people can't admit it.
At least you can say you've been. If it was only for one night. It was raining though.
Well, I remember I
wouldn't
I saw
be staying there in the rain.
It was the year Travis Scott was at Reading and it was like, you know, that awful thing that happened, like where everyone got trampled at his concert.
Mm.
It was like, it was borderline. Like, I remember, I don't know if I told you about it, but I literally got pulled out of the crowd because it was so intense. Reading wasn't, it wasn't for me.
Not Boardmasters was more your
Boardmasters
kind
was
of
great.
Scene, wasn't it?
A bit more indie, yeah. By the beach, chilling.
Yeah. Love that.
So,
loved it.
Some of my unpopular opinions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nando's is very overrated.
I think you used to quite like Nando's, didn't you?
I did, but I just think the amount that people go on about it, I think it's very overrated for what it is.
Bit of a cult, is it?
It's a bit of a cult, you know. If you love Nando's, you love that. You know, people love Nando's. But I'm just not one of those. Have you ever been?
Once with you, I think.
What did you get?
It was okay. Well, chicken, obviously.
Yeah.
Bit of coleslaw. Corn on the cob. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
I think there are better choices these days, aren't there?
I think you can make a Nando's at home probably even better.
Easily. Yeah. I'm a bit funny about where my chicken comes from as well, if I'm honest.
Okay.
Mm.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I am a bit fussy these days. What else?
I love winter. I feel like winter is very...
atmospheric.
People are really mean about winter. They slander it a lot. And I just love it. I love lighting a candle. My favourite time of the year is Halloween, as you know.
And Christmas.
I'm obsessed. No, Halloween comes first.
Really?
I love it.
That's because you always used to have really lovely Halloweens when you were young, didn't you? Parties and, do you remember that huge party?
I just love it. And I love going to like the Fright Night.
Just like dressing up.
I love horror films. I love a horror film. And everyone thinks I'm really weird for it. Niall came into the kitchen not long ago at 10 a.m. I think he just got back from work, and I was making an omelette in the kitchen, and I had Saw on the TV. I'd put it on because I just thought, you know,
why not?
Bit of Saw. And he was like, what are you doing?
Most people are watching This Morning and you're watching Saw. That's a bit weird.
I was making my omelette and he was like, that's really weird. And
were
I was like,
screaming?
Is it? No, it was just on in the background. Maybe that is a bit odd.
It is a bit odd.
I enjoy the ads at the cinema.
Do you?
I do. And I think it's one of the best bits.
Is that whilst you're rustling with your popcorn?
Rustling with my snacks.
Now that's one thing that really annoys me. People at the cinema rustling unnecessarily.
I think that's a popular opinion, though.
It is a popular opinion.
I don't think anyone likes that.
They can't ban food from there, I guess, but it's so annoying, especially with crisps.
Yeah, crunching.
Or tortillas.
Tortillas.
Yeah, and now you can go to these cinemas where you can get loads of food, can't you? So you wouldn't be able to be sat next to some chomps either.
A cruncher.
A chomper.
No, not really.
That's grim. A chomper. So what things do you want to ask me what I don't like?
Go on. What are your unpopular?
I think probably the most, I'd be quite unpopular saying I don't really like The Masked Singer. I don't really get it.
Have you watched it before?
I haven't really watched it properly, but I just think, what do they do? Do they take ages trying to decide who's behind the mask? And then
yeah, I don't really get it either. I've never really watched it, but I think it's like, who's behind the mask? And it's like, and then every week it goes on for ages, and then they have to guess who it is, and then blah blah blah. I don't really know the rules, but Pete, again, it's giving cult vibes.
I think it's when they go, take it off. Yeah, that just annoys me.
Shut up.
It's not for me. Everybody else out there who loves it, sorry about that. Anything else? Flavoured ciders. Ugh.
You know what, Mum? Like, I'll let you off on that one.
Berry fruit cider. I'm not keen on cider at the best of times, but fruit.
I don't take you as a flavoured cider kind of gal.
I'm not like that. I don't really like that either. What else do I... are we doing things we love as well that other people hate?
Yeah, go on.
Marmite peanut butter, I love. I know it's a love it or hate it situation. Love it.
I love anything peanut butter.
Custard, a lot of people hate. I love custard. I could eat a whole bowl of custard.
Cold?
Preferably with a massive sponge pudding thrown in the middle of it. Splosh.
Give me the whole cake.
Yeah, love custard.
Would you eat cold custard?
Probably. Well, in a trifle.
Oh, okay.
Got a bit of sherry in it.
Okay, radioactive lady.
I'd eat a trifle with cold custard, bit of sherry.
Okay.
And those little silver balls on top. We're going to have those.
Silver balls?
You know, those little things you put on cakes. Got to have those on top of a trifle.
I hate trifle.
You can't be my daughter if you
It reminds
trifle.
Me of old people.
Oh, thanks.
Charming
as ever.
It just creeps me out.
I love it. I love it.
Who in their right mind is eating jelly with soggy sponge and custard and silver balls?
It's good.
We'll be back after this. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anyway, so there you go. So that's my, I think The Masked Singer is probably the most unpopular. Sorry, everybody out there who loves
it. Sorry, Joel Dommett, if you're watching this.
Love Joel Dommett.
Which you're definitely not.
We might be one day, you know.
You literally might be. I'm just trying to think if I have any more. I think matcha is gross. Kaylee Hartshorn, if you are listening, I'm very sorry about this one because Kaylee loves matcha.
I can't. I tried one on holiday. I thought it'd be really healthy and have a matcha kind of like tea, you know, like a, I don't know what you call it, latte.
Matcha latte.
It's disgusting.
It tastes like somebody's...
It looks quite pretty.
I know, it's a nice colour of green, kind of like my leggings.
It's supposed to be not quite as bad as those, no.
Oh, burn.
It's quite pretty pale green, but maybe it's one of those things you could train yourself to like. If it's so good for you, you could kind of train yourself to like it.
Well, when I've told people, like when I've spoken to people who love matcha, they're like, you're just drinking the wrong one, or there's too much milk to matcha ratio. I think you've got to get it perfect.
It's just that green powder you put mix in.
Yeah, but you've got to get like one of those little whisks, and then apparently you should put like vanilla syrup in it. I don't know.
No.
But it's just not for me.
Oh, we quite like that matcha donut we had once. Oh, croissant.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
With cream. Oh. Are you sure it wasn't pistachio?
No, it was matcha.
That was good.
But that I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Or like matcha chocolate. They do matcha Kit Kats. They're really good. Look at me back on myself.
You bought some back from Bali or wherever you
Yeah, Thailand. Kit Kats.
Yeah.
They were really good. And finally, one more thing, unpopular opinion. I think anchovies are misunderstood.
Hate them. Slippery little suckers.
I love them.
Don't ever put one of those on a pizza for me. Apparently, they're fantastic for seasoning things, like for lamb casseroles.
Well, you put them in a Caesar salad.
I guess you chop them up. You know, they're a great kind of salty. Nobody would know they're in there. I don't know what it is about them. I think it's because
it's when they got the tails on.
And I just think, ooh, no.
You see like those little eyes saying, help me, help me.
Don't mind a sardine, but no, not, no. Anyway, not for me.
Fair enough, mother.
I think it's a bit weird when you buy them and eat them here. like fresh ones and... Your friend loves them as
You're
well.
You're saying it like I do this every time I come.
No, don't. But I think, no, thank you. Anyway, in the bin with those.
I enjoy them.
Good.
I've got a very varied palate.
You have. You've got a very mature palate.
Thank you. And I love mature cheddar. So we've got a dilemma now, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit different to last week's.
Okay.
This is more mother directed.
No barricading up the bathroom door this week then?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
There might
what
have
is
to
it
be.
Then?
So, is my mum a narcissist or am I the problem? That's the title.
It's quite general.
yeah. Whenever I tell my mum any sort of good news, she shuts me down and somehow, and I don't even know how half the time, turns it into a negative. She is also constantly going on about herself and turns everything back to her somehow. That sounds like a narcissist to me.
She doesn't sound very motherly to me.
You know when people turn stuff back on themselves, usually that's
what, because they want to talk about themselves.
Well, yeah, you know, people just that you say something and they're like, oh, I, you know. For example, I get a new job, it's not good enough. I meet new friends, she says they're bad influences or she's not keen on them. Even small things like when I go out, she is always commenting on my outfits, like, oh, that's a bit short, it's not the most flattering. That's a bit mean.
Yeah, first rule of being a mum, I think you kind of have to pick your battles, and a short skirt's not the end of the world. Have she got siblings? Does she do it to them as well?
I don't know. She hasn't said. But I think with like, you know, when like somebody wears something and they say, I think this. If you're asking somebody, what do you think about my, like, be honest, does this top look good? Then I think it's okay to be like, oh, do you not, if they're asking for an honest opinion, but if you're not asking somebody for an opinion, don't. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. It's very hard, I think, as a mother sometimes to, if you think something doesn't look quite right, to actually, what you've got to work out why you're saying it to the person. Is it because you don't want them to go out looking like that, or you genuinely don't like what they're wearing, or I don't know. Well, it doesn't make for a very good relationship, does it?
Well, it depends what the relationship is.
Does she see it as criticism then?
I'm guessing so, because then she goes on to say...
Isn't that slightly just, how old is she? Is it a normal mother-daughter relationship during teens can be tricky. And, you know, there's that same old thing of pick your battles, really, and a short skirt isn't going to... Depends where you're going as well.
You're going to Sainsbury's. Yep.
I mean, I struggled to find your skirt sometimes when you went out.
Haha, good one. She says, even though she's always been like this, it just seems to be getting worse and it's making me not want to be around her at all. Should I just accept this as what she's like, or do I finally say something and back myself up? I think, not to barge in and, you know, barge in, there's too many things. Like we were saying, maybe if it's one odd thing, you could maybe brush it off. But it seems like she's doing it with everything. Like when she gets a new job, it's not good enough. When she gets new friends, they're talking down. I think she's just not happy for her, which isn't very nice.
Well, it depends. She might just be a negative side kind of person. That might be the issue. It's not necessarily her she's getting at. Is she negative with with everything in life, with other people as well?
So maybe she should just talk to her and say, like, what's...
Talk to her nicely.
But usually people like that are really defensive.
Maybe she should say, this is how you make me feel. That would be a good start.
But sometimes people are very defensive like that. And she'll be like, oh, well, this and that. I don't know. I've never really been, and I can't speak from personal experience. Yeah, maybe you have said my outfits are a bit, you know, interesting.
Well, I did. The class, I just hid anything I didn't really like, didn't I?
I used to have this lovely little denim miniskirt dress when I was younger. And it just miraculously went missing one day. And you said, oh, I don't know where it is. And then you said you hid it. And Harry's had the same. You've hidden Harry's clothes.
Probably one hoodie. It's not poor terrible, guy. Is it really? I know, but it's very difficult in those teenage years to not say anything. But I think if it's extending to her job and her friends.
Yeah, it's a bit far.
It is. She just needs to talk to him. Just say, you know, why are you so negative about everything I do? Maybe the person who sent you the dilemma is a bit kind of sensitive. Could be there are two sides to a story.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. Like maybe one or two comments being a bit sensitive, but then it's just like it sounds like she's just not a very nice person. Because she said, whenever I tell my mom any sort of good news, she shuts me down. That's not nice. That's not nice.
No, maybe she's not very happy herself. Maybe the mum's not very happy.
Maybe you should get her some help.
Yeah, I just think there are ways of talking about things. There's no point going all guns blazing. Just sit down and say, this is how you make me feel. That's the good start.
But then what if she goes, what if she turns it back on and said, well, you're like this, you're like this. Then how do you resolve that?
We just say, maybe I'm just different to you. I don't know.
And maybe we should never talk again. And then you barricade her in the bathroom.
Then you barricade her in the bathroom. She can get barricaded with a girl last week. Excellent.
But that is a tough one because like it's very different.
I think it's about all about the way you tackle it and
be the bigger person.
At the end of the day, the mother should really be the grown up.
I know, but
person.
She doesn't sound like she's going to
well,
be.
Well, she needs to learn to be a bit more grown up, doesn't she?
I just hate people that put you down the whole time.
Well, like, usually because they're quite insecure themselves. That's why they do it. And
like when you
it's
tell
not
somebody.
A nice thing to do. And if you can't think of something nice to say, don't say anything at all, I always think.
It's a very good slogan.
Or anything positive to say. You can always say something positive about every situation. Everybody, all sorts of mother and daughters have very different relationships, don't they? And if you have a really good one, you're lucky.
And if you don't.
Aren't you?
Yes, mother. Yes, mother.
Yeah.
This week's news story is an absolute banger.
What is it?
Mum. So, a woman in Norfolk mm-hmm. has demanded that Sainsbury's changes the name of one of its steak products, arguing that it's wildly inappropriate and sexist. So, the name of the product in question,
mm-hmm.
it's a beef rump. Okay.
Okay.
Beef rump.
Beef rump, yeah.
And the name of the product is the Big Daddy Beef Rump.
The Big Daddy Beef Rump.
And when I tell you, Mum, this isn't an April Fool's. When I read this article, I thought, nah, it's April Fool's. Do you want to see a picture of the Big Daddy Beef Rump?
I told Dad the car had been stolen on Saturday morning. That was my April Fool.
Did you really tell him
right,
that?
Right, seeing him rush to the window. Yeah, I did. It was really funny. Really I thought mean. It was funny. You think I'd have grown out of April Fools by now, but
so there's
never
the Big Daddy Beef Rump. It's legit.
The Big Daddy Beef Rump. Well,
who the hell sat in a Sainsbury's boardroom and went, guys, right, we've got a new breed of cow.
Maybe it just means it's, well, it's not, no, it's not the breed of the cow. I think it's just called a Big Daddy because maybe a Big Daddy would eat it. Well, it looks huge.
Well, the cow
to
is
me.
A big, anyway, when you think, you know, what
I mean,
are they,
I love a
what
steak, the, but not that big.
What are the connotations here? The Big Daddy. What are they going for?
Well, it just
for?
Means that only Big Daddies should be eating them. And little mummies should be eating small fillet steaks. If you serve that up to me, I wouldn't like it. It's far too big.
So, yeah.
Does that just literally come out, that Big Daddy?
I think it's a 2023 product. But okay. I don't know who sat there and went, yeah, that's a great name. Anyway.
We get Daddy sauce, don't you? What's wrong with that? Like that brown sauce.
Yeah. It's just a bit strange. So the mum of three sees using gender to market food as wrong and unnecessary and believes that there are other ways its large size could have been indicated.
Why didn't it just call it the Big Juicy?
Or anything else. The deliciously juicy rump steak.
I know.
So, yeah, she was so angry that she went onto Facebook, basically, and, you know, spread the word.
What was the reaction?
Told Sainsbury's to rethink and do better.
Rebrand.
But claims that she didn't receive a response from the supermarket. So I think they've just gone, oh, whatever. And she's been branded as a Karen. Okay, do you know what a Karen is?
No, I don't.
So a Karen.
Enlighten me.
A Karen is basically, right, I'm going to need an actual definition for this. A Karen is a term for a woman perceived as entitled, demanding beyond the scope of what is normal. So, you know, you see those videos of ladies going, you can't park your car here, this and that. I'm going to call the cops, this and that. That's a Karen, right?
Well, What, somebody who interferes a bit?
Just somebody that's just like, really...
Get straight in the middle of everything.
Yeah, just like really moany and annoying. Like, do you remember in Superdrug, we were queuing up and this woman just like pushed past everyone, was like, but I always pay here. That's the Karen. Like, oh, okay. Entitled, basically.
Entitled, yeah. Well, thoughtless, I think the word. Well, not thoughtless, but entitled. In there, basically, yeah.
So she's been branded as a Karen. And this just made me think about Facebook community group chats, right?
Oh, not next door.
The bane of everyone's lives.
Moaning.
People on, right, if you're listening, and obviously you probably know what a Facebook community group chat is. It's like when people from the community make a group chat on Facebook, literally so they can complain to each other.
Moan about everything.
But it's the most stupid stuff.
Potholes, that's a big subject at the moment, isn't it, on community Facebook things?
It's always
I've
like...
I've got to agree, they are quite annoying, especially if you're in the dark.
I've seen this cat, or who was driving down the hog's back today in that BMW going far too fast, and they just complain about the most stupid stuff.
Random. Well, maybe they've got nothing else better to do, quite frankly. I mean,
I really don't.
You know, if I saw that steak, I think, well, it's a bit of a funny name, but I wouldn't feel the need to start contacting the supermarket. I doubt very much they'll do anything about it.
No.
Maybe they bought it out for Father's Day early.
A big daddy rump steak.
You can buy Dad one for his Father's Day present.
I could do, but I don't think I'm going to. I
don't really like rump steak anyway.
No.
It's a bit chewy.
Facebook community group chats.
They can do some good, to be fair. On a positive note, as I was saying to you earlier on, they can be very helpful. They can, if somebody's lost an animal or... somebody wants a shed removing from their garden, somebody wants to take it away free, or you've got some topsoil that's surplus to requirement, all sorts of things. They're quite useful, and actually it's good because a lot of people recycle things on community Facebook.
Yeah, but that's also leads to my point of the one that we have where we live. It's people putting up, I've got half a bag of Uncle Ben's rice left. Does anyone want it? I've got one egg left. Does anyone want it? And it's sweet, I guess, but it's like, who? I think it's just a bit silly. The most stupid thing I've seen on our Facebook community group chat, this person was ranting, saying, I came up the lift today trying to get into my flat and there was a golden retriever sat on the floor and it was looking at me and I thought it was going to attack me and I couldn't get into my flat and I was in hysterics and this and that. I was thinking, a golden retriever sat on the floor. What's it going to do to you, love? Bite your feet off. But the funniest one, I'm still on the Farnham one.
Farnham Rant.
Just the best. Farnham Rants.
Farnham Rants, the best.
The stuff that they moan about on there. Let me see what's the latest one. Surrey is the epitome of Karen, in my opinion. You're not a Karen, though, Mum. Don't worry.
Good. No. I'm pleased to know that.
Andrew, 5 hours ago. Sorry, did I just read that right? A dog chasing a deer in Castle Street? That can't be right. Castle Hill would be really stretching it, but Castle Street? Who cares? That's got 30 comments. A dog chasing a deer.
Well, it's quite unusual down Castle Street, I have to say. Was he standing in the queue at Gales by any chance?
Oh, probably. Just all dogs. Just seen a white husky running down Ridgeway. Couldn't catch it to get a phone number. It ran down Weydon Hill Road if anyone's looking for it. Here's my rant. Those in town traffic at the Mo use filter lanes right and we can all be on our way. Avoid Farnham Town Centre. Okay, well, let's just all avoid Farnham Town Centre.
They need to move those flower pots out of the way, don't they? And then the traffic might start moving again.
Did the lady who was driving the wrong way around the roundabout 11 a.m. this morning make it off safely? Seeing as she ignored everyone beeping and flashing, her carried on driving. Glad she didn't hit me head on, as I was one of the first cars to meet her.
She's driving the wrong way around the roundabout. That's pretty serious.
That's pretty rant-worthy, actually. Oh, David, 4 days ago. Isn't it amazing how 17 to 18-year-olds are permanently glued to their phones? But when it comes for asking for work, it's always via mummy or daddy's Facebook. Quite sad, really. Can't be asked to even write their own message. Okay, Dave.
It's a bit fierce.
Something's happened to David. My granddaughter was bitten by a German Shepherd 11:45 this morning. It's broken her jacket.
Should be careful. You shouldn't just touch any dogs. You should always ask, shouldn't you?
Don't touch dogs. Well, yeah, not going to lie to you. It's pretty dry at the moment, Mum, but that's just an example of a few.
I think the lady driving around the roundabout the wrong way is pretty big news.
My son's scooter has been stolen. It's blue and white, and it has been built so unique. How can a scooter
be easy to spot then?
The fact that they've actually called the group chat Farnham Rants, it shows what's going down in that group chat. And I think once I saw this lady said, two of my lambs have been stolen from the fence. They cut a hole in the fence and they took my lambs and they're my pets and this and that. And I thought, who the bloody hell has lambs for pets?
Quite get yourself a dog, people. Katie. Little Bo Peep. Yeah. He lost her sheep.
And on that note, I think it's time I go.
It's on your way. Lovely. Pack up the car. Off you go.
Thanks for having me, Mum. Thanks for the coffee.
Thanks for getting me out of the jumpsuit yesterday.
That's okay.
It's much appreciated. I won't be going back in that again.
We only had to get the shears out, but that's fine.
Got a bit of a zip phobia now.
Well, thank you for listening.
See you next week.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.